I'm Tracy Ellis with your 20th District Legislative Update with Senator John Braun. The Senate majority just passed a budget. What are your thoughts?
The amount of growth we see from the last biennium is over 13% is, I think, unsustainable and surprising to me that they're proposing that level of growth. And to do that, what they end up doing is raiding the rainy day fund. We're in a situation where we've gotten an additional $10 billion, $10 billion over the last few weeks to go towards our budget. And even with all that additional money, they still take $2 billion out of the rainy day fund.
The budget not only relies on an income tax, but also what's called cap and tax. What does that mean for families and small businesses in our state?
What we're calling cap and tax, they like to call cap and invest. It's really a cap and trade system. It's an enormously complex bill. I think it's 80 pages long. The fiscal note is over 100 pages long. But when you really boil it down, because of all the exemptions for large industry, it turns out to be just a really complicated gas tax. It's going to start out in the range of 20 cents per gallon, and it's going to grow to about 60 to 70 cents per gallon. And for that, we get very little other than additional regressive taxes for the citizens of the state of Washington. Very little in terms of carbon reduction. All the large polluters are exempted. They really just come after your automobile.
The governor admits he doesn't know when the state of emergency is going to end. Are you concerned that the legislature has done nothing yet to adjust the governor's emergency powers with just a few weeks left in the legislative session?
Really surprised, one, that the governor doesn't have any idea what the future looks like and when we can bring this emergency to a close. I'm a little surprised he's not thinking further ahead. And frankly, just disappointed in our legislative majorities who seem unwilling or uninterested in asserting legislative prerogative in the middle of this crisis. We've lived with one-man rule for over a year now. We've been in session for over 2 months, and we've done nothing to reform the emergency powers. And this doesn't have to be poking the governor in the eye type work. We've learned a lot in the last year. We should be applying those lessons learned to our emergency powers statute and make sure that if this sort of thing happens again, that the legislature is in a position to represent the will of the people.
With your 20th District Legislative Update, I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator John Braun.